The Siena College poll finds that enthusiasm for a constitutional convention has dropped since the summer. While a plurality still says they are for it, more people are now saying they would vote against it. Spokesman Steve Greenberg says many voters are concerned that it would be a waste of time and money.
Virtually evenly divided. 45% say it's a waste of time and money. 44% say it's a once-in-a-generation opportunity.
Every 20 years, New Yorkers get to decide whether to hold a constitutional convention. The last time they agreed to have one, in the 1960s, voters ultimately rejected the convention's recommended changes. The last time there was a successful convention was in the 1930s. Greenberg says the survey also found, though, that there is wide support for issues that could be taken up at a convention, including rights for transgendered New Yorkers, term limits for legislators, and campaign finance reform.
There is overwhelming support for a variety of issues.
The Constitutional Convention does have supporters, but they are not well-funded. Opponents include many unions who fear a convention could revisit some basic worker rights, like the right to collective bargaining, as well as Second Amendment advocates. They fear a constitutional convention might limit the right to possess guns. They're distributing lawn signs and using social media, including this online ad portraying the convention as just another venue that special interests would dominate.
This convention, the politicians' convention, would be a multi-million dollar boondoggle funded by our tax dollars and would give Albany politicians and special interest groups an opportunity to rewrite the New York Constitution to serve their own interests.
Despite the ads claim that Albany politicians would run the show, no major state political leader is advocating for the convention. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, speaking about it earlier this year, even echoed the concerns of the opponents.
We should be very, very careful in exposing the Constitution to the whims of someone from outside of the state who could decide to spend millions of dollars to put forward their position.
Governor Cuomo has said in the past that he supported the idea, and he even put $1 million into his 2016 budget proposal to lay the groundwork for the event. But the legislature failed to approve the money, and in 2017, the governor dropped his request. And State Senate Leader John Flanagan has said he prefers changing the state's constitution by individual amendment. Under that process, two consecutively elected legislatures approve a measure, which then goes before voters in the next general election cycle.
We have a mechanism, in my opinion, already in place, and I'm comfortable with the way that works.
This year, there are two such proposals on the ballot, including one to allow a judge to strip convicted state lawmakers of their pensions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.